Let me tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain, a wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
Our podcast.
After years of little to no success, congrats me. I finally started selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Wow.
Not that I haven't listed it and tried to sell it. I actually sold some items today that I'm getting rid of. I'm cleaning my medieval armory out.
Okay.
And listed some things. Basically, yes, Spencer. Hold on. We got a question from the audience.
I was going to say, how come you didn't bring it by work like you normally do with your other stuff and just leave it in the kitchen table for people to take?
Because I might have been interested.
No, the stuff I bring into the kitchen are like
trash.
It's utensils and plates and things I don't want to get rid of.
Plastic and paper plates.
But they can be used. Yeah, just
that
reuse
you've
them.
Used.
No, it's medieval armor. I can make money off this. And I wanted to sell some of it. But I couldn't think of any. I was kind of tired last night and I couldn't think of anything to write.
Yeah.
So I actually kind of wrote very blandly funny stuff, but it worked.
Oh.
I sold two pieces so far. I started with like a helmet, and I was like, hey, are you ugly? Well, I used to be, and that's why I bought this helmet, but I'm not anymore. But if you want to, you know, like that, and sold it. And then a piece I just now sold are, they're called Gothic Coutures. They go over your elbow, and they look real big and pointy. I said, a rad addition to any knight in kick-ass armor. I've never worn these because they look too damn cool, and I am not that cool. And at some point, after giving the specs, I was like, how does one attach them to their elbows? I have no idea, but I'm sure you'll find a way. And those little dumb quips
got people's attention?
It made it stand out, yeah.
Instead of the uber nerd, like, oh, this specification is from the 1800s or 17, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's more eye-catching, maybe, than the super nerdy.
Which I try to do, and I'm like, don't do that. Just be CJ and list it with a dumb little mildly funny thing. It got noticed.
My dinger touched this part of the metal?
I have not said that yet because any kind of moisture might cause it to rust, so you wouldn't want to indicate that you're not taking care or pleasuring it. I don't think there's a different market for people that want to buy previously pleasured medieval armor, and they're the ones that camp at Renaissance festivals.
Well, that's where you got this armor initially, right?
I got it new because I don't want some smeg on it. No, thank you. Matt, you have a question too.
I don't have a question. I just have a good observation. I mean, it seems like by being kind of funny and entertaining, you were able to grab people's attention.
Yeah, I know.
I should try that with the show.
We should.
Yeah.
That is a good idea, but the problem is...
That's what our consultant used to tell us all the time.
You can only do it in tiny spurts, like once a year when trying to sell stuff.
Like in the metal pieces.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've already bought something else.
And
When you buy another piece of armor?
I bought a new helmet.
For which, never mind.
For which setup, I'll let you know.
Yes, thank you.
Also, I want to mention to you, since we're all here together, don't go to the Ren Faire without me. Matt almost went last weekend. I was like, no, it's too hot and it's too early. Y'all, let's all go together again.
Okay, when's your helmet coming in, do you know?
Anytime soon. It's from a guy in Austin.
Nice.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be shipped from the foundry over in Middle Earth?
No, it does not. From
Elf-forged. You knew a term from, is that the right term he used?
A foundry, sure. I don't think they had a name for it.
But Middle Earth is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Look, we listen to you sometimes.
I don't wear fantasy armor. I don't dress up. I don't buy flea market
you don't need armor.
Swords.
So it's a fantasy that you're wearing it in the first place. It's
good point. I'm taking the mannequin home from work that we have, and I'm for my housewarming party this weekend, I'm going to dress it up in armor.
Okay. And have sex with it?
Yes. It is anatomically blank, so it's a they them, and
imagination.
Yeah, it's speaking of that mannequin. I'm piling a lot in here, but I was putting it together.
You're piling a lot in there.
I was putting it together earlier, and every time I heard someone walk into the office, I'd put its hand on me and I'd start kissing it. So people would come through, and like a few people were like, CJ, and then some people were like, and walked away.
They liked it.
No, they got uncomfortable. And walked away because I was just in a dark corner kissing a mannequin.
We got an email reminder this week from HR saying, hey, please remember your behavior we have lots of employees here, and everyone needs to be able to be made to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And a few days after that, you were laying down on the floor and having relations with a mannequin?
In front of two new employees that used to be interns, unfortunately, too. I did not mean to.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to the email about mannequins coming this week.
Hey, yeah. Don't. So that'll be another one I got.
Mannequins coming.
No kissing mannequins, no vaping, and no sick dogs. All me.
Yep.
Today's the greatest, not because of whatever national calendar day it is, but because I'm reminded by what today is of one of the many times I got in just a little bit of trouble at the office. I'm kind of a rapscallion. I always get in a little bit of trouble.
I know this is setting you up to be some kind of a rapscallion hero, but how could you possibly remember? How could you remember and keep any kind of space between the times you got in trouble in the office?
Because I don't know how. I've only been written up once, but I somehow remember all the times because they just come to me in weird ways. Like the other day, I was in the restroom here and someone walked in and they were talking to me, you know, using the two different stalls. And I remember the time that you and me and like a morning show and our boss were all in a meeting. And I walked into the bathroom and then our boss, Chase at the time, who was our consultant, walks in. And I'm going to the bathroom, and he didn't know I was in the, like, clothes stall. So I started going, oh, yeah, get out of that D. Oh, you like? How about some warm golden ropes all over your... And I started saying that grunty stuff. And I walk out of the bathroom, like, man, I bet I weirded Chase out. I made him laugh so hard.
Right.
Only it wasn't Chase. It was some dude in a suit. And then we had to both wash our hands together. And I went into that meeting, and it was our boss, Chase, and it was all you guys. And I was like... And then this dude went into a sales meeting with the team for our conservative news talk station because he was a client, a potential client. Do you remember that, though?
Dude, I can't... Here's the thing.
You remember the Vuvuzela time, though.
I remember that. I remember... You've gotten me in trouble because you're an idiot. Do you remember the time we went to go see a UT Longhorns football game?
Yeah.
I took you. And for some reason, in the middle of the hottest part of the year, you wore a long sleeve black shirt. I go into the restrooms in the upper deck. There's a huge long trough there. And I go all the way down to the end. I'm taking a leak. And for some reason, you walk in and you come all the way down next to me. And I go, well, and I was just like, I'm not going to let you in. So I go, are you going to touch it or are you going to suck it? And the guy goes, what? And I realized it wasn't you.
Yeah,
it was some other
that.
Guy who got all defensive. And then I was like, well, also, this is kind of on you, dude. Why did you walk all the way down
here? The only open stall.
Yeah, so that doesn't even make sense.
That's
on you.
All the stalls are open and you choose this one. That's it. You know what? That's what you get. Anyhow, we're going to talk about another time I got in trouble at work. And yeah, Matt's involved. Dress to impress in your dressiest dress. Today's the greatest because if you follow a lot of thoughts and caked up gals on the internet, you'll know it's officially railed in a cute little sundress season. Ah, my favorite. Oh. It's actually National Dress Day, but really? I wanted to make sure everyone knew that it's also get railed in a cute little sundress season.
Why'd you start objectifying?
I'm not. Right, I'm like just saying that's who I follow on the internet and that's who's saying these things. I'm sorry that I have friends that are caked up.
Hey,
my bad. And by friends, I mean I clicked on one, and now that's it.
And now that's all you get on your For You?
All that shows up in my feed. There was someone the other day. Someone used to work here, actually, and my girlfriend goes, damn, is that so-and-so? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, damn. And I was like, I know.
Wait, now you understand.
Who is it? So I can see?
So I may research as well and find out. But hey, it is National Dress Day, where we celebrate the wearing of dresses and the fibers and cloths and cottons and all that fun stuff. I don't care about dress day. What I care about is, as a note on another page, they made a big thing of the what color is the dress. Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
That was...
Is it blue and gold or black
or is it gold and white?
Yeah.
It was both.
Took over the internet. Everyone was talking about it forever. And I happened to be a young radio station digital employee, and I was listening to one of Matt's morning shows, one of his other renditions of a show, and they were talking about this. So it was kind of on the first day, and I think one of the guys got it from their wives.
My wife found it, and she was talking about it.
It was your wife, yeah.
And I said, oh, it's a video. It's probably a GIF that's, you know, or something. And she said, oh, this is what color it is. And I said, no, it's not. And I, but I was like, oh, she's setting me up for something. So she's calling it a different color. And here's what's bizarre. While I was looking at it, and I turned to her to say something, when I looked back down, it had changed color. Now, this was at sunset, and it turns out a lot of that gold light in how our eyes saw things is what made the change. But it freaked me out.
It was one of those bizarre puzzles that play with your mind, because not only does the different... people see it differently because of their own circumstances, or because, like you said, the lighting in a room in a day, if it's sun, incandescent. But on top of that, there's also the thing that happens with our brains, to where once you see it, you can't unsee something.
Right.
Or where you're looking at a puzzle and it just flips and changes.
Right.
And it's kind of nuts how your mind will play that trick on
you.
One
of those pictures that's an illusion, where they're like, oh, this is a picture of two guys fishing, but it's also a bunny rabbit's head. And then you see the bunny rabbit's head, and now you can't unsee it.
Yeah, that's you can't go back to the original. And that's kind of the way this dress worked. But I was a crafty young internet personality then, and I was listening.
Crafty.
I happened to be up listening to that show, and Matt and them were talking about the dress, so I found it. And I was like, oh, I need to post this on all the radio station social media. It's going to be a hot topic. It absolutely turned out to be. But I thought it was kind of funny. I photoshopped some white little splotches in areas.
Oh, yeah?
That made it look like...
Were they hanging out in like a snowstorm? Or?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's... They were baking and got some cake batter in areas of the dress.
Okay, cake batter.
I did that, and I thought I was so cute and clever.
Did you Photoshop it?
Yeah, I Photoshopped it. It's a picture. I'm not going to do a tribute, as they say on the internet.
Why not?
You remember when you were talking about making out with a mannequin in the office? Why wouldn't you have done that?
That's a little too far. Okay, that's gross.
CJ, how do we observe National Dress Day? Do you know?
Well, by listening to the rest of my story.
Okay. Well, you share a photo of your favorite dresses.
Yes. But I would say don't Photoshop that on it, because turns out these went viral from our radio station Facebook, and it was spreading. And then at some point, one of the bosses realized what I had done and was like, hey, man, do you think that's really appropriate? He's like, I get that for the morning show and your page, but for the station page, do you really think it's a good idea? Because most people did not get what I'd done, and then some people had, and then some people got upset about it. Mm. But that's how you observe dress day.
Yeah, share dresses.
Cake battering it.
Oh.
I think that somebody is owed an apology.
Someone is owed an apology?
Yeah,
we're
going
to do it on the show. We don't apologize for nothing.
Well, you don't
have
to do
that. That's a word. Unapologetic radio.
You don't have to actually do the...
I ain't doing nothing, because I didn't do nothing wrong.
Well, first of all...
Once you say, hey, I'm sorry, then you're admitting it. And I ain't never done nothing wrong. It's unapologetic radio. CJ 101X. No apologies here. Nirvana's coming up. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to make a sentence, and you keep kind of interrupting. Would you want to apologize for that?
I guess all apologies is the name of the song, so I should have... Point being, we're gonna say we're sorry, because we are.
Well, you don't have to say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is this how today's going to be?
I think so, dude. I'm kind of hyper. Coming up on the Parent Pickup, we're sorry for something.
Is Willie's chocolate experience really all that bad?
It's time for Parent Pickup.
Hey there, parents in the pickup line to get your kids. We've got some advice for you. Just keep driving. Just keep going.
Saw an interesting opinion article, and boy, do I thoroughly agree. Are you guys familiar with Willie's chocolate experience by now? It blew up on the internet last week.
I knew about the...
Sorry.
Go ahead. I don't know, Spencer.
That's the event that was in, like, Scotland,
right? That's
right.
Willy Wonka thing in Scotland where you paid a $50 ticket and you went in and there was, like, a meth lab in the corner.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Somebody hung up a poster and said, take your picture.
We did a segment on it in the internet. But it's funny how the show goes. You've coined the term before, Matt, show amnesia, to where we forget we talked about stuff. And I just now remembered that.
Well, here's what's weird is that... It blew up and everybody said, oh my God, this is amazing. What a ripoff. And one of these moms is pretty smart to point out something that a discussion I had actually with my wife over the weekend is that, and maybe that's why I really liked it, because this woman's taking my side in this. Her point is, was it really any different than anything else we take our kids to? anything that's kind of geared towards kids, adults scam adults all the time it's when kinda, it comes to kid stuff.
I think the difference with this, it was in a giant warehouse, and it did not look like it was advertised. It looked like, dude, there have been Southern Baptist Church Halloween carnivals that are more decorated and prepared than this thing was.
I'm going to say this in defense in a weird devil's advocate way, but those are just the pictures shown and taken. You know how realtors like to take fancy pictures of houses.
I'm telling you right now, what is the difference between spending $50, you take your kids out, they don't quite know how much they're getting ripped off,
or know better.
Spending a few $1,000s going to Universal Land or whatever it's called, Universal Studios, paying $22 for a quote unquote butter beer and three rides and some very, very poorly made souvenirs to take home.
Well, they don't have a creepy guy behind a mirror jumping out at you.
You're trying right now to defend other things. What I'm telling you right now as a parent is that everyone is constantly ripping you off as a parent. You're trying for your kids to have a good time. And adults know kids don't really care. So we can not really do our
all
best
right,
job.
You know what?
Do you remember the picture of her looking all upset and stuff at the meth lab?
Right.
It's also a picture of her like
looking
sort of kneeling down and she's signing something or like showing something to like some kid who's smiling.
Listen, I know
at least one kid had fun, it looked like.
I know things can be presented in a way, especially when there was the pile on of this, but there were enough complaints and enough photos and videos that it did look bad. But I get what you're saying.
I don't think you do get what I'm saying. No, I'm saying Willie's chocolate experience was terrible. I'm saying everything geared towards children is quote unquote terrible.
Yes, it is. And you mentioned the spending money part. When my nephew came here, it was like, oh man, I am gonna go and get us a Kalahari double pass, which means he's going to do the rock climbing. He's going to ride the rides. We got tomfooleries. We got the water park. That little bitch was too scared to get on any of the rides.
She was.
Didn't want to do any of the water slides.
Right.
And then just sat and wanted to play a couple of the video games, which, oh, surprise, surprise, don't come with the packages I bought. So there you go. Paid for my sister, my nephew, and myself to pay more money to watch him play a dumb game he had on his computer.
$40 in Scotland, at least, to go to this little
We're desperate sometimes to find something to do with our kids. It turns out kids absolutely love generally just going to the park, playing with other kids. And if there is something to engage their minds, it really needs to be thought through. There's a place called The Thinker here in town that does a pretty good job of that. It can engage kids' brains in different ways.
It's stuff you can touch and play with. There's a little squirt gun park.
Most of the time you've got some methed out pimp who's lost his ladies, who's trying to find how to make a quick buck. And that ends up being the kind of thing that we end up going to.
A kid's park. Here's the deal.
And so I was actually kind of wanting to let Willie's chocolate experience off the hook a bit because I guarantee you the kids that went there probably were still like, well, look, there's somebody in a costume. They have nothing to gauge us against. Here's the thing. I have two kids, and I'm going to inform you about something. Kids are dumb. They are very easily entertained, and I think what people are upset about is the cost and what they got, and kids don't see things through those gauges.
Should we at least hang the banner straight? Oh, don't give a crap. Well, I'll tell you what, them kids, their parents just want to get them out of their hands for a couple of hours. Giving me $40 and...
Why are the Southern Londoners in Scotland?
It's an Aussie that was in Scotland doing this. Let me tell you what, kids have too much free time, and I learned on the internet that through the peak of technology, we've learned that kids love playing Minecraft more than anything at all. Kids crave the mine. We changed the laws. We took them out of the mines, especially in the UK and Scotland. We took them out.
Back in.
They want in the mines. They crave the mines. Get to digging, little ones. Did you know? One of our local heroes is actually quite a corrupting individual. No, that's not the spirit of Did You Know. We're not just here to make up lies and say us. It's not speculation, Matt. What's that called? Conjecture?
Yeah.
Willie Nelson, Did You Know, smoked weed at the White House with Jimmy Carter's son, Chip Carter.
I did know that, actually.
That's pretty rad, and I'm sorry, no matter what people thought, think, or perceive for weed, even its legality, if Willie Nelson asks you to smoke weed with him or you're on that bus, you smoke weed with Willie Nelson. That is one of two people. He's number one. Snoop Dogg's number two. Those you don't not smoke weed with them at all, right?
No. What are they going to do? Think you're not cool?
No, it's just, it's Willie. It's legendary, right?
Dude, I don't want to be a...
I kind of feel like being on the bus with them is just, like, cool enough, bro.
I had a buddy that he was a roadie for, like, a band in Amarillo. He did their merch table and stuff like that. But how he got that job is there was a tour coming through with, like, it was a bunch of Texas country bands, and Willie was the big one. It was Willie, like, Cross Canadian Ragweed and all these other Jason Bolin bands that were big at the time. And he ended up partying and getting high with, you know, in the little back area of the stage. Woke up in, like, Portales, New Mexico on Cross Canadian Ragweed's bus.
Oh, man.
You're like, who's this dude?
And then they he's done weed before?
They ended up leaving him in, like, Sweetwater, Texas. But a year later, he reconnected and got a job with one of these artists selling their merch.
So just, yeah, sometimes it is the right call to do some drugs with somebody cool.
Absolutely. He got a job out of it.
Unless you're a child. Unless you're a kid.
He had really long hair, too, so I bet they were like, oh, man, this girl fell asleep on the bus. Then he rolls over and his beard's out, and it's like, ah, it's just another dude.
Rats.
Did you know?
Do we know?
There's a monkey in India. His name is Ramu. And he bit a child. And for biting a child, he was put in prison for 5 years. That's right. They put a monkey in prison. Eventually, animal welfare advocates said, you can't jail a monkey. Monkeys have emotions and things like that. You can't just put a monkey in jail.
Look, his emotions were all out of whack for him to bite a kid. What else are you going to do?
This monkey's gone to jail.
They released him, and he immediately bit a child again.
Jail doesn't work.
He was not reformed.
He went rehabbed.
That sucks, dude.
Ramu is a rhesus macaque. You guys like macaques?
Yeah. Come on, Matt. Be professional. This
they're,
is did you
really
know?
Smart, actually.
An endangered species. The police was not allowed to keep him as a pet. They were not allowed to kill him. They also weren't supposed to be keeping him behind bars. He eventually was released into the wild, which is a novel idea. What should we do with this monkey that keeps biting people? Have we tried releasing him back to where he lives?
No.
He's a serial biter. It's proven.
What if he bites a jungle child?
Mowgli, that's how they learn. Wow, I did not know that.
You... No, male fruit flies drink away the pain of rejection.
What are they named, CJ and Spencer?
Male fruit flies who had been rejected and had gotten lucky had the option of eating normal food or food spiked with alcohol. While the happy/lucky fruit flies had no preference, the rejected fruit flies were far more likely to eat the alcohol-infused food.
Damn, that's sad.
They're just like us.
Poor little guys. You know what I learned today?
What?
Following back up on your story, the did you know a monkey went to jail for biting people, kind of similar. There was this guy, an underwater guy that controlled the sea, and he ended up dying. He got killed by like 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey. Did you know that, Matt?
I'm trying to think of which movie we're talking about right now.
It's not Poseidon.
Well, so it's kind of like this.
Aquaman. Mm-hmm.
There was a creature in the sky got sucked in a hole. Did you know that? Now there's a hole in the sky, and the ground's not cold.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And if the ground's not cold, what happens? Okay. What happens if the ground's not cold, guys?
You're in the Pixies right now.
Everything's going to burn.
Yeah.
We'll all take turns.
Did you know?
I know that we're supposed to be doing radio here, but I think it's important for the listeners to know.
Yeah, I got something to talk about. I got a story to tell.
No, you're a... What kind of a person are you?
A good person, a kind person, a sweet person.
So I'm sitting next to CJ, and he's a coworker. I like him, but all of a sudden he just pulls his shirt off. And he starts, what is that? Is it a shower? Are you showering? What are you doing?
They call it a Hures bath, but no, I'm putting hand sanitizer in my armpits.
Why?
So they don't stink.
But
do you have deodorant?
Do you not know how? Couldn't you just at least reach up under your shirt to do that?
No, because I need to.
It wasn't even like, hey guys, I have to do this thing. Like, there was zero shame as you pulled your shirt off.
Well, zero prep time.
Started loading your palms with hand sanitizer. Yeah. And I was like, what's he getting? Because I assumed that here comes a practical joke. He's getting and then you just start washing your body with the hand sanitizer.
I thought maybe you were going to start doing the little fart noises with your pits.
I wonder if I could do that.
Well, I guess this is just
Have you done this before? Do you not worry, like, drying out your pits? Like, what could end up Are you going to get a disease? What is that?
There's also the bathroom here. You can go.
There's
to
a
that.
Reason I'm doing it.
There's a whole bathroom, an entire bathroom.
I'm safer to do these things in the studio than I am in a public bathroom at the radio station.
Why? What would happen in a public bathroom?
What harm
someone
would
walks
befall
in
you?
We're sitting next to you right now.
In the
we're
private,
someone's.
In the privacy of our own studio, no one
just
comes
called
in here.
Nobody's. Essentially, yeah. is what he's like. You guys don't matter. In the bathroom, it could be an actual person who counts.
Pretty much.
Look, man.
Exactly.
No one important from upstairs comes to the downstairs bathroom. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, they do. It's where they heave their beasts. They come down here to pinch a grumpy because they don't want the upstairs to smell like burnt plastic.
What does it smell like in here right now?
It smells like
somebody rubbed hand sanitizer on an onion. That's what it smells like.
Here's the deal. I don't drink alcohol anymore,
so when you rub it underneath your arm, you just absorb it?
Yeah, I absorb it through my lymph nodes, and it gives me a buzz.
Did you just call them lymph nodes?
Lymph nodes.
Limp.
If I have enough of them, yeah, I'll be pretty limp. A little bit of that whiskey D. No, there's a reason I do it. And I'm not wearing deodorant is because I'm highly sensitive to deodorant now. For some reason, like I started
Could
getting
it be
an allergy.
Because you've been rubbing alcohol onto your armpits?
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Dude, it's rubbing alcohol. Like, what are you
doing? Well, I bet he rubs with it, too.
Just come on,
how you get rid of that stink?
I'm going to be honest. I kind of like the smell. But I'm aware that other people might not. So, in the morning, I wash it. I dry it out my armpits. I don't put deodorant on. And then once they're dry, I put a little bit of hand sanitizer on because smell... It says to use antibacterial soap, and it helps, like, eliminate the smell. I've been doing a lot of yard work over the last couple weeks, so it's really added up. Plus, I have a gross habit where I don't want to do too much laundry, so I wear the same jeans and T-shirt for, like, 3 days in a row doing...
Oh, you mean you're a guy?
Yeah, see, but I'm told it's gross.
Who told you that you're gross for that?
The girl I live with has to see and smell me.
Sure,
yeah,
a woman.
But anyhow,
these are the only jeans I own, and I've been wearing them since I was 14 years old.
Anyhow,
I've never washed them once.
Wow, you never grew out of them. That's quite
don't turn on a black light. My pits have been stanking, so I've had to wash them extra, and I've in the hand sanitizer. I know I'm supposed to use antibacterial soap, but hand sanitizer is antibacterial, and it works. So it knocks out the smell. And then in a couple of days, I can start wearing deodorant again.
Is this a common issue for you, getting sweaty pits?
It's pretty new. It's in the last year or two that I've
since you started drinking hand sanitizer. Here's the weird... I guess I should take it as a compliment. You feel comfortable enough. It's just that I looked over at Spencer, and I was like, are you getting... I mean, there wasn't even like, hey, excuse me, guys, or oh, this is going to be weird. You just went, and you just took your shirt off. No warning. And I was like, what is he doing? And then all of a sudden you start taking a HERS bath in here.
Like you said earlier, normally when you do these wacky looking things, it's because you're going to do some sort of silly thing to us.
Right.
And you're filming somewhere nearby. You're going to throw your shirt at us or be like,
look at that. You also were just like, hey, let's go to air and talk about some news subject. And I was like, how are we not going to talk about the fact that you just took a hand pump sanitizer bath in the office?
I have to go to extremes. The other day, Matt was, talking about Blue Chew doing a commercial, and I pulled out my dong and started waving it at him, and he didn't even blink. He just kept doing his commercial like normal.
Because that's my job, is to be a professional.
Okay, not me, however.
By the way, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If you'd like to feel a little more confidence with that thing, Blue Chew.
It'll help a lot.
It will.
I can use it. Sad day. A very Austin business is no more. Rooster Teeth will be closing their doors, both physically and on the internet. Would that be spiritually?
Digitally closing
the doors.
I just saw the news come out that they basically called an all-staff meeting and told everybody, hey.
All staff is gone.
Hey, look. It is weird when a disruptor gets disrupted. I mean, the thing is, Rooster Teeth kind of put out we're part of an early model that put a lot of people out of business. And now our listening and our viewing habits have changed. And now I think it's become their turn in the canister of sorrows.
Yeah, having a digital content creating, it's a tough industry as it is.
Right.
There's not a lot of money there. There wasn't, but now it's so spread out. And it's kind of sad to see him go because... You know, they employed a lot of creatives in the Austin area. You can
say a smart thing, which they basically said, here's a room full of toys. You can come play with the toys. You can do whatever you want with the toys. if something you do with the toys catches fire, then we can get you paid. I know some people would kind of bitch and moan and say, well, they're using people for not paying them enough.
Yeah,
whatever.
Not to dance around it. There were some issues people had being employed there,
but it was basically in
the city of Austin, which is creative and fun, and we used to have music studio, we used to have film studios, we used to shoot movies here.
Right.
And that doesn't happen anymore. It was nice to essentially have what was a creative film studio for making YouTube and gamer content.
And they had content out before even YouTube was out. They were sort of early, well, not the earliest days, but the early days.
Remember, they kind of started as a podcast out of Buda. I mean, that's, you don't hear a lot of success stories that come out of a garage in Buda, unless we're talking about meth sales. And I'm pretty stoked for them, and they built and they built. But the same thing that happens to a lot of people, as you build, you have more mouths to feed. They took in a lot of, they took in some cash flow from Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers was expecting a different, you know, they're an old model business, and they were expecting different kinds of profit margins and things like that.
There's been some internal strife here and there.
Right.
We have a lot of friends that work over there. We should probably be clear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, was the content good? No.
Well, it wasn't aimed at us.
But it worked.
It wasn't really aimed at us.
I did freelance work for them once and made a song. Did you know that?
Oh, really? Yes, Benny makes some good songs, too. I wish you would do it here.
Sorry I hurt you.
I'm sorry I rapped over one of your songs. That's what it was, is I ruined his song with my music video. Well,
this is about Rooster Teeth. Yes, let's keep going on about that.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be crapping on their content when I have, you know,
well, there's no denying the success of Rooster Teeth for the community that created RTX. If you tried to get close to RTX at the convention center, and if you don't know what we're talking about somehow.
If you tried to get close to Barbara Dunkelman or Meg Turney, you might have been, as I did. RTX was huge.
Huge. They kind of set up the architecture for so many people now who have these huge podcast studios and huge markets surrounding that. They were kind of at the very beginning of being successful with doing that and showing people how it could be done.
Yeah.
At least one of the successful examples. I'm sorry to hear this news.
Was it Red versus Blue? That was probably their biggest hit.
That's the one that came out. They made movies and such. They never really found another big hook in another new audience. They kind of were showing more stuff to their audience and smaller audiences that they were finding.
Yeah.
But they never got another giant audience on something else. And I think that that may have limited some of their growth. But I liked the idea that there was a big creative studio without a lot of bosses and, you know what I mean? It was a lot more. It felt more bootstrapped and DIY.
It just feels like, in the similar vein, how, you know, people complain about old Austin going away. This feels like another, you know.
It's new old Austin going away.
Yeah, new old Austin going away in favor of a bigger corporation, I guess.
And WB. Again, I wish this was a kind of entity that stayed in business, because I love the production and creation of content here in Austin. Even if it's not for me, it was still good and cool to see some of our comic friends and see other writers and video editors.
And let's be clear, I looked through it looks like they're having a big
fire sale
live stream tomorrow. Remember, RTX Studios is going out of business. It looks like RTX, Rooster Teeth Studios, but it looks like Rooster Teeth, the podcast, and some of the materials will still continue.
Yeah.
I just don't think that the giant playground studio of creative fun is going to exist anymore.
Quite what it is. And, you know, The Chive went through this same thing a couple years ago.
And the same thing that happened when The Chive went through this. If you are looking for a job waiting tables or bar backing, it's getting ready to get a lot more competitive out there.
And, you know, one of the most frustrating things, and this might be a little too inside or whatever, about the internet and creating content on social platforms, I'm really not one of the government needs to step in guys, but there was a point where they decided that electricity, the telephone companies, were public utilities. And it's kind of unfair that Google, Twitter, Facebook get to change the algorithm and rules as they see fit. They get a change. Like they're not paying as much in the Google AdSense for YouTube views. They can move the goalposts as them as a private business are allowed and wanted to do. But when you're model is making ad revenue from partnerships with the platforms that show your videos, and they're like, all right, we're going to pay you less. We're not going to show that video. Oh, we're going to throttle down.
Right.
It's so there's frustrating.
Not like a, there's not like a union for it, actors
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but you know it's also frustrating that you have built an audience of 1 million people. All 1 million people should have equal access to just see your stuff pop up in their feed.
I appreciate
but then it doesn't.
Your
that
soapbox,
Google
but let's
gets
be
to
honest.
Decide, oh, we're only going to show it to... 100.
Meg Tierney left Rooster Teeth, and it hurt a lot of their young male viewership.
They got jealous because she got too big.
Well, they were.
Turns out kids these days love Willy jokes, and what would you do if you were sitting on a snake?
The internet has never been so easy.
Yeah. Some of the most adorable, best things to happen on the internet thus far in the week. And you know what? Kids these days, they're all right. They love Willy jokes. In fact, they're making Willy jokes go viral. But it's even better than you think. They're making Willie Nelson jokes.
Yeah, that I like.
There's a stream of Willie Nelson telling dirty and drunk jokes that kids are sharing. And young people are just discovering that Willie Nelson is freaking awesome. Right?
He is.
It's great. I love it.
A new generation of fans.
I have one of the jokes. You all want to hear it?
Sure.
Why not?
This guy came out of the antique shop carrying a big grandfather's clock and bumped into a drunk and fell down, busted it all to pieces, and drunk got up and said, won't you wear a wristwatch like everybody else?
So dumb.
Another drunk got too close to the window and he fell out on the second floor on the sidewalk, and a guy come up and said, what happened? He said, I don't know, I just got here.
So just very basic drunk jokes, but also ones with cusses in it. And it's just like, when you hear an old man that you, as lovable as Willie, just telling those jokes, especially if they get you off guard, they're dumb and they're simple, but if they get you off guard, you're like, man, that is great. And now, you know, if they would only find a way to preserve him forever,
oh, yeah.
I think we'd all be happy.
Should we mummify him?
Maybe. He looks there. He's pretty close.
Don't you dare. I think that there should be a law passed that if you are going to post a picture of Willie Nelson on Instagram or Facebook or anything.
Like my picture with his eyes closed?
It has to be covered in large letters that say, he's fine. Because every time someone posts one of those photos, my stomach drops and I think, oh no.
Ooh, especially if it's in black and white. You're like, why do they do that?
Yeah.
It's not from back when
you said it. Panic every time that someone's going to be going, oh, what? Such sad news or whatever. It is going to be an absolute tragedy for me. I think Willie Nelson is great.
He's fantastic.
He's one of your ultimate faves.
He's an ultimate fave.
We all love him, but you, I think, out of this group of three.
I remember him in early South by Southwest. I remember there was a free concert on Auditorium Shores where he just walked out. There was basically alternative bands playing, and they said, we have a special guest who just wanted to drop by and say, hey. And he
no
walked
one's going to be mad at that.
There were dudes with mohawks. There were headbangers. There were country, because it was a free concert. So just everybody was down there because it's free music. And everyone, I remember these two BMX kids with tattoos and mohawks. Everybody was singing along with Willie Nelson. He brings people together.
I grew up in, he used to play a 4th of July like show out in Liberty Hill, or at least a few times out in my old stomping grounds where I grew up. That was pretty cool.
Dude, everything he does is pretty cool. The biggest crowd at ACL Fest in the middle of the day. I didn't get to see that show. I have, Matt, I got a confession.
Okay.
You know, I've met Willie, got a photo with him. Andy Lane even kind enough to take another one after both of our eyes were closed.
Wow.
He so doesn't want to be there. But anyhow, I've never seen a Willie Nelson concert.
Really?
Ever.
Same.
And it's kind of disappointing. Now, I've seen him at the Hurricane Harvey benefit. I've seen him playing with other people. I've seen him at festivals where it's Willie Nelson and friends. And it's not really a true Willie Nelson set.
I've seen him play acoustically. I've seen him play with where the audience was, I want to say, around 14 or 15 people, and it was just him and a guitar, and that was
awesome.
In Terlingua.
Wow, man, your face is lighting
up. Dude, that is so Texan.
Look how excited he is.
I've seen him play with his whole band. I've seen him play with, like, an orchestra. I've seen him play with other people. It's probably the artist I've seen the most, which is kind of odd, because...
Have you seen Willie play with his Willie?
No, I haven't. But the other thing is, I've been invited... I've a couple times people know that I'm a huge fan, and they've offered to introduce me, and I refuse... to meet Willie Nelson. Refused to go on the bus, refused to go backstage. Yes. I had friends who ran ACL Moody Theater, and they were like, hey.
Why? Why, though?
What's the just old adage? Never meet your heroes?
Because I know, but I like him so much that there's nothing I can gain from meeting him. It would not be good. I just don't want to do it.
I disagree. I think if you get the chance, just if it's sort of organic, where if they're like, hey, Willie's going to be... If someone's putting you in a room at the same time and places, Willie, then do that.
You're explaining this to me like I don't have a brain and I never thought through it. I've made a decision, and I made a decision about 25 years
ago. You made a dumb decision.
I don't want to meet him.
I mean, meeting him...
I think I can agree with that.
Thank you very much. He's the only person that I have a refusal on that I don't want to meet.
Now, when I met Willie, I got to say, it was pretty rad because there were only four people in the room, five people. We were doing a commercial for our sister station, KGSR, now ACL Radio. I'm the cameraman and audio guy, and Andy Langer is kind of wrangling it. And essentially what's happening is there's a big gala in Austin at the Four Seasons, and we were able to get Willie and Lyle Lovett to do our commercial really quick.
Right.
So they come in. Willie's already sleeping bored. His wife's kind of fixing him up. And so it's just us five. And I'm just loving the aura of Willie. But I'm being a professional. I'm the camera guy. I'm not like staring doing that. But Lyle Lovett, who also I'd love to meet and talk to, wouldn't shut the F up. So I didn't get any Willie talk or hear him or kind of... Because Lyle was bugging me about what kind of camera this and this equipment, stuff like that. And as everyone's done and we're wrapping up leaving, Andy looks at me and goes, you want a picture with Willie? And you know what I told him? No.
That's weird. You have a photo with him, though.
Oh, good point.
Hey, guess what, guys? The moon is not a rock.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Is it weird or is it wired? Matt says the moon's not a rock. Is it cheese?
In a conspiracy theory straight out of Dum Dumville, I can't believe how sometimes
these
take off. There is a guy...
Hold on, I'm taking my pants off.
Yeah, it's really good. Who went on a little thing called Twitter, and I can't even...
He's mooning us, I get it.
When you said you were taking your pants off, I didn't know you were actually taking your pants off.
Yeah, sorry, I cussed it. I'll edit that. Someone is walking back
we
here.
We have the door open because the AC's out. I don't know why. You know what?
This show's going full circle. All right.
There's a guy named James Hawk who lives in Australia. Made this post, and there seems to be so much clear thinking on Twitter these days. He wrote, the moon is not lit by the sun. It cannot be. Go outside and look at it and think of where the sun would have to be. I'm in southern Australia, and this is the moon now. The lighted side is facing south. That's Antarctica.
That's not what he said at all. I'm in southern Australia here, and I'm looking up at that big yellow pecker in the sky. How's it lit? I'm all the way down here in the south. Go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to do my Taylor Swift impression. Matt, please go ahead.
I don't even know what that was.
You know, Taylor Swift.
Do you know there's a conspiracy theory that you have a head injury?
Dude, I might.
Anyway, a bunch of people were like, I've been thinking the same thing. And so somehow this took off, and At first, I thought people were just kind of running this guy up a pole, right?
Okay.
Let's kind of feed into this and point out what a goofy is.
So he doesn't think the moon's hollow like some people.
No, he thinks that the moon creates its own light. And that's what he's trying to point out. This is not too far off of some kind of flat earth theory.
It's a star.
Yeah, he's just saying, look, because of where it appears to be lit, there's no way. I don't think that some people understand how the universe is shaped.
No.
Or... What?
Had a science teacher with a flashlight, a globe, and a baseball. Didn't have that either?
Yeah, apparently he didn't. And here's what's...
Yeah, what do you think that, Copernicus?
You know how there's that thing where you hang out with your friends, and so you think that the whole world has to be kind of close to your friends? So you think that the kooks... Well, I guess there's probably one or two or three kooks total in the whole world. And then you have something like Twitter that shows you, oh no, for every... You have around 200 friends, and one of them's a kook.
I feel
and
like
so for every 200
least.
People, there's at least one kook.
Will I would
you
say
add
it's
that up?
More than it feels like more than that, but maybe they're just louder now.
No, they all follow each other, so they all know what each other's posting on, so they all brigade it, you know.
It's the same trouble we keep having over and over again, which is that people want a shortcut to being smarter than the experts. And I understand that tendency. You know, you don't want to have to go to school and learn all this stuff. It takes a lot of time, and then you and then it turns out the experts are right this whole time. It's more fun to think that you can dunk on them and be the one that's shown everybody, right. Hey, here's what's up.
Why are they lying to us about the moon? But I can't also, think that far.
It's also concerning that we are at an education level where enough people could even go, yeah, as opposed to just going, well, dude, the sun is not directly near the sun, and that's how it's being lit. That's not. There's part of that is the Earth's shadow. Do you Do you know how any of this works?
You know how the frustrating. I'm trying to explain it because and it's just
these,
no point.
These same people have thoughts when it comes to sports or politics, which is pretty much sports or anything like that, and it's like you can easily disprove yourself wrong, which should be the goal and aim anytime you're making an argument in a case, is be like, first let me see if I can disprove myself wrong and find out where they're going to find cracks in my argument. No one does that. They just want to believe whatever they believe, and it's nutty and it's silly and we're dumb and we...
The Greek philosopher Anaxagoras 2,500 years ago, 2,500 years ago, was able to show humanity, and this is at least the first written record. There's people but before that, but it's the first written record of a human saying, no, the sun is reflecting, I mean, the moon is reflecting sunlight, and here's how it works, and here's how we all rotate around the sun. I mean, I know we know about Copernicus, and he comes later or whatever, but we knew for quite a long time how this was working. That's a guy who figured this out who had no telescopes. He had no internet, modern references, but he figured it out. But now we got a guy down in Australia, and he's now got a million people agreeing with him that, no, the moon lights itself up.
Yeah, you know what he said, too? He's like, hey, more like an Asadorus, right? Look at that. An Asasaurus, because it's a big one. Right there.
He's mooning
us. You see
ass.
That, man?
His butt
he's not
trying.
I don't think.
Right?
I think he's trying. I don't think he's trying to make me mad today. But it has been a constant, nonstop nudity fest in here.
Hold
he took
on,
his
mate.
Shirt off earlier. Now his pants have come off for the second time in a segment.
Wait, hold on, mate. You hear that? It's my bulldog. He's coming around too. you hungry? Got some berries.
Honest question.
Little twig.
Honest question.
I'm sorry.
What time did you take your Adderall today,
dude?
And what time did you take your Adderall today?
What is today?
And why didn't you rub alcohol down there?
The CJ Morgan Show. Learning brand new things daily, including manners, responsibility, accountability, how to file taxes, how to behave in public, how to apologize. 101X.